Yeah, we're accepting that report. The report's fine. The report is saying that it's a combination of wind and wave was the cause of the accident, which we wouldn't really be looking at today. Some of the reports saying that the boat has been overloaded. At no point in the report does it say that. It says that the combination of wind and wave was the most likely cause of the accident. However, no one really knows what the cause of the accident is.
As you said there, it says in the Irish Independent today that the report also said that the number of crab pots on board would have had a serious impact on the vessel's ability to deal with the worsening weather, suggesting that the boat may have been overloaded. You're saying this is not the case, and you're saying that the two men were very safety conscious when they went out fishing.
Yeah, Eddie and Robert were two very safety conscious fishermen. They fished all their lives. Eddie's been fishing for 50 years. Very safety conscious man. At no time would take any chances to put himself or any of his crew in jeopardy. And at that particular moment in time, when the wind was getting probably rising, the number of pots in the boat were probably in relation normally to what any other boat in the area would have done on any particular day. It was no different than any other day out fishing. So I wouldn't have seen that as being a major cause of anything to happen. I'm sure probably if something happened, if the boat went to capsize, it more than likely didn't help, but it wouldn't have been the cause of the accident.
Does this report put this to bed now and give the family some closure?
Yeah, that's hopefully the end of it now. It brings the whole thing up again today. For the family, they're quite annoyed today, and which is only normal, I suppose, in the circumstances. Hopefully this will put an end to the whole thing and we can move on with our lives. It's been a tough year, and hopefully the family can move on now with their lives.